Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Let it come.
For your dad.
What's the slope? Have you remembered Shipram Bhavati Dharma? Good.
Shipram Bhavati Dharma Sya.
Dharma Dharma.
I'll start again.
Shipram
Bhavati Dharma Atma Sasvat Shanti Nigachate.
Nigachati.
Nigachati. Kontaya. Kuntaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranisyati.
Chipram bhavati dharmatma, chipram sashvat chanti nigachati, kuntaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranisyati.
Chipram bhavati dharmatma sashvat chanti nigachati, kuntaya pratijanihi name bhakta pranisyati.
Sipram bhavati dharmatma sashvat chantim nigacchati kauntaya pratiyanihi name bhakta pranashyati.
Meaning?
Meaning is following on from the last shloka, it's saying that person who is described in apichet suduracha, that person will quickly become purified. He'll become dharmic, and he will become righteous.
Sadhu.
And then Krishna says, "Oh Arjuna, you should declare boldly that my devotee never perishes." He becomes peaceful, righteous and peaceful.
Shanti nigacchati. Shanti.
Peaceful.
Nigacchati
attains.
Means he attains peace.
Eternal
but
peace.
How it will come?
By Krishna
bhakti. Suprema bhakti will come. And again. Kaunteya.
Says, O Arjuna. You should declare boldly that my devotee, he never perishes.
Why he told like this?
Because if devotee performs any sinful activity or if he has any fall down, then Krishna will...
He's telling, Arjuna is asking, Srila Chakravarti Thakur told, Oh Krishna, you are saying Bhagavan. Why are you not promising? Why ask me to promise this? It is not only if I promise and against my desire bhakta promise anything, I could not keep my own promise. I have to always fulfill bhakta's desire, bhakta's promise. So if you declare, then I bound to
follow.
Fulfill that. So if you do, then it will be true.
Understand?
So Arjuna declared.
Meaning?
Krishna is saying that my devotee, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, he quickly becomes a sadhu. Shashvat Chanti Nigachati. He attains Shashvat, eternal peace, Shashvat Shanti.
Shashvat means?
Eternal, Nitya. Konteya Pratijanihi. Oh, Arjun, you should know, you should say this, that Name Bhakta Pranashati. My devotee, he never perishes. Never is.
You should promise.
You should promise.
That my devotee never
is destroyed.
Shipram Bhavati Dharmana. Declare that quickly he becomes very righteous. The sadhu that worships me from his heart, even he may do wrong, he quickly will become righteous. He will attain eternal peace. O Arjuna, you declare boldly that my devotee will never perish.
Bolchina?
Did you?
Bolchata.
Hare Krishna.
on?
I could not hear his voice.
You have to
You
have to look at him also.
We have to look.
Oh, Arjuna.
You should be speaking now.
Oh, Arjuna.
Yes.
My devotee writes quickly, very quickly, Chiprang Bhavati Dharmatma. He'll become dharmic, he'll become righteous. And you will attain lasting peace.
Everlasting
peace. Oh, Arjuna, you can declare boldly that my devotee will never perish.
Now this sloka, it is connected with previous sloka, Apichisadurachara Bhajite Mamananyaba. And Krishna is requesting Arjuna to declare very boldly that even if his devotee does any abominable activity, but because he has Ananya Bhakti, he is righteously situated, and very soon he will attain the level of sadhu and everlasting peace. Arjuna, please you declare this boldly so that the whole world will know, and I have to follow this.
You are understanding?
Oh, yes.
What you understood?
That no matter what, a devotee never... I don't know how to put it into words.
Put into words.
Okay.
If anyone is nonsense.
Is nonsense?
But he has Ananya Bhakti.
One-pointed devotion for Krishna.
Then you should know him sadhu.
Hmm.
And he will attend transcendental peace. Arjun, you should promise, because if I will promise,
no one believes.
I will have to give up my promise
for my
promise and to fulfill the promise of my bhakta. So you should know. Don't criticize anyone. Yes. Fifth slok?
No, fourth.
Fourth.
Peter?
Asad Bhartavesha Vishwijamati Sarvashvaharini Kata Mukti Vyavriya Nashvino Kila Sarvad Magilani Api Chakpa Lakshmipati Ratim Ito Vyomanayanim Raja Radha Krishna Swarati Manidau Twamba Jamana.
Very good, thank you.
Asad Bhartavesha Vishwijamati Sarvasvaharaniha Asad Vartavesha Visrijamati Sarvasva Haraniha Kata Mukti Vyagra Nasrinu Kilan Sarvatma Gilaniha Api Tyaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyoma Nayanim Bhaje Radha Krishna Swaratim
Manidau
Braja Radha Krishna
Braja Radha Krishna
No.
Swaratim
Monizo
Tvamba Jamana.
Asad Varta Vishya Visrija Mati Sarvasva Harini Katham Mukti Vyagra Nashinukila Sarvatma Gilani Api Tektva Lakshmi Patirati Mito Vyomanaini Raja Radha Krishna Swaratamanida Tvamba Jamana.
You know line?
You said Braja Radha Krishna.
Yeah, Braja Radha Krishna.
Asad Varta Vesha Visirya Mati Sarvashva Harinim Kata Mukti Vyagriya Nashino Kila Sarvatma Gilani Api Chaktva Lakshmi Pati Ratim Ito Vyoma Nayinim Braje Radha Krishna Mani
Swarati
Mani Do Tvam Bhajamana.
Asad, next.
No meaning.
Asad Bhartavesha, give up this impermanent talks, this prostitute of contemptible talks. Give it up.
Why?
Because it will steal bhakti, it will gilani, it will steal all your, take
like,
away all your bhakti.
Like a prostitute.
Asad Bhartavesha, Vesha's prostitute. Don't give up the prostitute of this useless talks that will steal.
A prostitute
takes all your money,
attracts and takes his all money. So this Asad Bharta, what will do?
Mati Sarva.
Take the wealth.
your wealth, mana bhakti, fame, Krishna fame will take away and then give up you and you will be like zero. So you should give up and
even this talks of liberation, high talks of Upanishads, of liberation of Brahman, give up this.
Why?
Because like a tiger, Mukti Vyagriya.
What tiger does? He loves.
He'll chop, he'll swallow you up, and you'll be suicide of delight. Your soul will be captured by the light.
The tiger
of liberation. This tiger of liberation will eat
why,
you.
Why it has been told?
Because so many Mayavadis.
Mayavadi Advaitvad Mukti, especially Sayujya Mukti, annihilation of his soul in merging
Brahma.
So forever your existence will be.
Finished.
That is why. Like a tiger, he swallows you, eats you, and no life. So this Mukti Vyagra or swallows. So give up. Even
Abhi Chakpa Lakshmi Pati Radim, Ito Vyomanayanim. And give up this, even give up. Sri Narayan and Sri Lakshmi Devi in Paravyoma in Vaikunth. We don't even aspire, for this. Raja Radha Krishna. And worship, just worship Radha and Krishna, Yugala Kishore in Braja, Swarati Manidao, because they will give their, they will give love for them. Swarati Manidao, they will bestow upon you divine love for the divine couple.
Money.
Pambajamana. So, oh mine.
Money.
The jewel, money.
What is that jewel?
Bhakti. Prema.
No.
Sarati.
Even in Vaikuntha, there is bhakti, there is prem. But what kind of prem?
Aishwarya prem.
So, not Braj bhakti.
Not Braj bhakti.
So, what is money? Jewel. What is here jewel? Radha Dasyam. Follow.
Oh my dear mind, please give up the contemptible prostitute of Gramya Katha, mundane talk, because this will steal away the wealth of intelligence, to perform bhakti. Because by speaking mundane talks, then only we become interested in enjoying sense gratification rather than performing bhakti. So also should give up all talks about mukti, liberation. This is like compared to a female tiger who will devour you, because the soul merging into Brahman will become completely destroyed. So this is like compared to suicide, committing spiritual suicide. So then even Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that you should give up any attachment to Lakshmipati Narayan, because by this worship one attains Paravyoma Vaikuntha. He's saying, please my dear mind, just worship Sri Radha Krishna in Braj, and with the goal of Swarati, attaining their own attachment.
No, they will give money.
They will give the jewel.
Braja Bhakti, especially Radha Dasyam.
O mind, give up this prostitute of improper Gramya Katha, Prajalp. Give up these talks, because they steal away the desire and mood to perform bhakti. Also give up the tigress of mukti, because she will swallow you. And also give up attachment for Lakshmipati, Narayan, and to reside in Vaikuntha, give up this desire. Only have the desire to stay in Vrindavan and worship Radha and Krishna, and they will bestow upon you this jewel of Rati.
My dear mind, please at once give up the contemptible talk about mundane matters. Why? Because it will steal away, it will plunder the wealth of your resolve to perform bhakti. Moreover, you should give up the idea of mukti, because like a tigress, it will devour your very self, your soul. Leave it at once. Even you should give up the attachment to Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha. You should reside, my dear mind, only in Braj and worship Sri Radha Krishna, because they will bestow upon you the jewel of their eternal service as Radha Dasham.
Tomorrow, next issue. Fifth.
Huh. When you taught us this slok in Mathura's before long ago, then you told, why Srila Das Goswami compare here not tiger, why tigress? Because tigress has more ferocious than tiger. And here not Das Goswami not telling I'm holding your feet, because now mind little
controlled,
and so is caressing and told, oh my mind, if you want to attend the jewel of your roti, means Bhavallas roti, then you have to follow something. What is that? Then he's telling that Asadvarta Vesabhisrija, Gurudev taught us like this.
But Gurudev, why he's saying, oh mind, if you want to attain this, because mind is not interested in Braj Bhakti, mind only interested in sleeping, eating, mating, defending. Mind never interested in Bhakti.
His mind was okay.
Our mind is a problem.
For our mind. When he saw a lady, at once attracted. If Hanuman is telling, oh, what, awesome, very soon, American new president will come, and he is very good person. What are he there telling? And this will take you around.
Resolve.
And mind is the cause of mano eva manusyanam karana bandha mokshaye. Mind is the root cause of your bondage and liberation.
He thinks that my this prayer, my mind will hear. Otherwise, he is telling that if you will not follow, then mukti will
swallow you.
And if mind control, other senses will control very easily. Without mind, other senses not more active properly.
Wants to talk mundane
topics.
We should be.
Gaur Premanande Hari. Any question?
Private question.
Oops.
What is the fifth slok, Prabhu?
Asa chesna kashta mrara
pasali
viriha.
What is mukti? Oh!
Hey!
Madhav!
That is mukti. Oh,
yeah. Liberation?
Yeah, what is liberation, Gurudev asking?
Liberation.
Liberation, it's when you merge with Brahman or...
Sayuj mukti?
Merging with Brahma.
When your soul will be merged with Brahma, then it becomes Sayuj mukti. Like father, like son.
Do you want to hear mundane talks?
Oh, no. We'll take away.
He's okay. By your mercy. Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa.
Guru Kripa is gone. We don't want Guru Kripa here.
Guru Kripa, if I am Bhakti Lata Bhi.
Asa Chesta Kasta.